Wake Up Tri-Counties live from our Save-A-Lot studio. I'm Sean Cronin, and joining us live is Sarah Billette from the Kewaunee Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's happening at the library?
Well, right now, we have another Science Book Club meeting coming up pretty soon, the 29th of May. And we still have a couple spots if you would like to read Under Alien Skies by Dr. Philip Plate. If you're like me and you like to watch all the shows about space, like how the universe works and everything, he's on that show a lot. He's talks about a lot of things for different documentaries, and he's real interesting, funny guy. And I started reading this book, and it's just real interesting how he puts things about space. He kind of takes them down to our level because we're not astrophysicists or anything, and he has a lot of humor about it. So we've still got some books if you'd like to join us for that on May 29th. Dr. Abbott will be our facilitator for this. We've been so fortunate to have Isaac Stewart and Alan Abbott be our facilitators for this series of Science Book Club. And this is our last meeting for now. So, you know, get in now or you're out. and then it's May, so the first question everybody asks me is, what about summer reading? And we're going to start registration next week. If you want to register yourself, your child online, you can download an app called Beanstack, and it will let you register for our program, and you can keep track. The whole point is you read and earn prizes, and this is not just for kids anymore. Adults and teens also have a program, and everybody reads to earn prizes. And then we have special programs for the adults, for the teens, and for the children this summer. So you can start registering next week. Officially, our program starts the 28th, the day after Memorial Day, and we'll run through to July 13th. And it's just a fun time that gives everybody a chance to read for fun and earn prizes. We're going to have some really fun things this summer. Our theme is Get Lost Deeper Than the Ocean in a Good Book, so fun ocean theme. And our first activity for kids is coming Wednesday, May 29th. That'll be that week right after Memorial Day. Wednesday, May 29th, 11 in the morning, we're going to have Mr. Jim Cruz, and he is also known as the Spoon Man. He plays the spoons as an instrument, and he does a really great family fun show that we're looking forward to everybody to attending. I announce, like, if you have daycare or you have classes that you're teaching this summer, and you'd like to bring your class, you're more than welcome to bring whoever you're babysitting along. And I think, you know, adults are going to have a good time too. And we've got a lot of fun things even before summer reading this month in May. This week we're making a marble maze out of Wiki Sticks, which are these really fun kind of bendy sticky sticks that the kids love now. And
I've never heard of these.
I know, they're real skinny. Like, even more skinny than like straws, and they're just real bendable and flexible, and yeah, they're kind of fun, and it's really easy to make a maze out of them. And we're gonna do that, and we've got bubble snake grab and goes. It's time for bubbles. It's getting warm and nice outside, and from May 22nd to the 24th, we're gonna have a s'mores craft for the littles. I know it sounds great to eat real s'mores, but we're just making, like, s'mores out of craft material. we also have a program called Storybook Steam to Go, and you check out a book, and the kids get a really fun craft. And this month, our book is Everything You Need for a Treehouse. It's by Carter Higgins, and this summer we will also do our Storybook Steam program live, where we'll read the book and do the craft actually at the library this summer. So there are going to be a lot of really fun things to do that. We are taking a hold on preschool for a couple weeks. We've got a lot of classes that are going to visit us to learn about summer reading, so we want to make time for them. But starting the 28th of May, we will have story time Tuesdays and Wednesdays this summer at 11:15. So, you know, if Tuesday's a bad story time day, hopefully Wednesday's better or vice versa. So, yeah, we're hoping everybody can come, everybody can sign up. I can even talk to you next time I come at the little bit more about summer reading and more about what the adults have planned, because we've got a lot planned this summer. It's going to be really a lot of fun. We're really excited.
Yeah, last time we caught up with a member of the Library Foundation.
Yes.
Talking about what they do. And, of course, that library book sale's not that far away.
No, not that far away. And our friends of the library, they are awesome. We had a wonderful time with Becca Kinzer. We're so happy for everybody. We are grateful for everybody that came and got to meet her and got a book signed. We're so... it was a wonderful day, and we're so happy that we had such great attendance. We really appreciate that. And our friends at the library work very hard throughout the year for the library. They do wonderful things. They raise money for, you know, events, programming, or other things that the library may need. And they're a very dedicated group of folks, and we're very grateful for them.
So the Becca Kinzer, that went really well.
It went really well. Yes, we had a lot of attendees. We got a lot of positive feedback about the program, and we're just happy when we can bring things like that to everybody. That's what we strive for, and we work hard trying to get the word out for everybody the things that we have going on. And if you ever do have questions about what's going on at the library, we are on Facebook and Instagram. And if you use your web browser and type in Kewaunee Public Library, you'll get to our site really easy. We always have updated information about our programming there also.
How's the new library director settling in?
Wonderful. We are going to have a meet and greet on the 28th, the day right after Memorial Day, from 4 to 6. We're going to have an ice cream social for Cynthia Maxwell, our new director. So you can get a chance to meet her. Let her know what you'd like to see at the library. She's ready to listen and open to new ideas. So we encourage everybody to come. That's from 4 to 6 on May 29th, or 28th, I'm sorry, it's a Tuesday, right after Memorial Day. So if you survive the Memorial Day weekend and all the festivities, that's when everything really fires up at the library. So it's just a good note to remember.
All right, Sarah, anything else you want to mention?
Just a reminder that this is your last chance for Science Book Club this month, guys. Come and get Under Alien Skies. You get a free copy of the book to keep, and then you can attend the program on May 29th with Dr. Alan Abbott, who is an amazing resource to our community.